This episode of Nature of Things was originally aired on October 2nd, 1987.
There aren't any New Year's resolutions in nature, but there are a lot of unfulfilled promises that will definitely mature months hence. The woods and fields aren't really dead in January. That's obvious to anyone who takes a hike or a ski tour, especially if it immediately follows a snowfall. In addition to the direct sightings of blue jay, a chickadee, perhaps a squirrel, a woodpecker, or even a deer, there are many messages from the wildlife written directly on the snow. These messages may seem only remotely related to those unfulfilled promises, which are the nearest thing to resolutions in nature. You have to dig a bit to find those relationships. Take those slumbering giants, the trees. It's hard to see any sign of life in a wintering tree, but scrape the waterproof skin-like bark from the tip of a twig and find a tiny layer of fresh green tissue that speaks of life. Or dissect a bud with a sharp knife and note how miniature editions of next year's foliage can be seen tightly packed within. It's a fact that the entire tree, including the extensive root system, is completely ensheathed by a tiny layer of green growth cells. Warmth and energy and spring sunlight are all that are required to call forth their promise. In a sense, too, every nut and berry and every tiny seed that has escaped the searching appetite of birds, insects, or rodents also contains the promise of future growth. A shovelful of forest soil, if you can manage to collect it, will also prove to be a storehouse of the manifold promises of the approaching season. Here the variety can be amazing. Of course, there will be seeds of every shape and kind of promise, tiny shiny globes or pyramids or odd-shaped boxes. Again, all that's required is the proper climatic conditions to activate the embryonic life within. Amazing. Here is the confirmation that great giant plants have encapsulated their potential for new generations within these tiny arcs. Also contained within this sample of soil will be those special devices known as corms or bulbs, by which a continuum of life is passed along from one year to the next. Some are as big as onions, but many may be no larger or more impressive than a kernel of corn. It is from such unprepossessing origins that the intricate blooms and foliage of squirrel corn and Dutchman breeches will erupt in April. The transformation is a fact that masquerades as a barely believable wonder. We're not through with the soil yet, for also contained within are bound to be some things that move as soon as they are properly warmed, tiny insects, mites, or spiders, lulled by winter's cold into temporary quiet. Or nearby may be a tiny box or sarcophagus from which, come spring, will emerge a brightly painted beetle, moth, or butterfly. Again, the wonder of the transformation. There are indeed exciting promises within these IOUs of nature. That's what they are, you know. Promises to pay that future generations make for the effort and the providence of their forebears. Most exciting to me, however, are the promises contained within bloodstreams and generative tissues of birds and mammals. We could start with the fact that most white-tailed does are already in process of the internal nourishment and development of next season's crop of fawns. Come April, May, or June, they will deliver on a contract consummated, while some trees still retained at least a small golden or straw-colored remnant of last summer's foliage. At any sundown in January, we may also hear the first evidence that the lengthening days, remember they began to lengthen on December 22nd, are producing internal responses in the great horned owl. After all, he has less than 2 months to complete all the talking and the posturing required to produce an agreement with his spouse about the nesting season. By the time the maple sap has begun to flow, egg-laying will be underway with the owls. Proliferating tracts of fox and skunk tell a similar tale. If April and May are to see the birth of new generations, January and February must be devoted to search and consummation. Less obvious to us is the fact that the lengthening days produce an internal response in wildlife too complicated to outline here. Suffice to say that their pituitary glands perceive what the eyes tell them about the day length and transmit a signal that is really a command to prepare for spring and nesting. And that's the way it is in nature. Where New Year's resolutions are indeed promises of ancestral origin, deftly encompassed within the germplasm of apparently sleeping trees or shivering wild creatures, some of which show no hint that they have a care, not to mention a resolve, about the ensuing seasons. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.